You are listening to an RPA production, where people gather. Ladies and gentlemen, Real Paranormal Activity is proud to present The Sandman Lullaby with your host, Patrick Sean Jones.
God of dreams, hear my prayer. To follow my pillow repair, indulge my petition tonight. Around my wild brain, send thy fancy train, and give me a dream I may write. Bid thy sparingly phantom rare, round my sleeping head repair. Let me see in churchyard gloom the ghost slow rising from the tomb. Slow and stern, his pale hand wave, and bid me follow to the grave.
In the Sandman Lullaby here on RPA. Yeah, that's the Real Paranormal Activity Network. Yeah, this is the Sandman Lullaby. Hey, I'm sorry to have been gone for like the past, that was the past couple weeks. Guess what? My computer took a nosedive. So there was nothing I could do about it. So I just had to do what I can do without, you know, causing no problems. And I let Mr. Aaron Hunter know. So everything should be cool. And I got a gift for you. I'm going out there for you tonight. As I was thinking, if I'm going to come back after a computer taking a dive like that, I got to bring somebody forward that's going to basically make you go, oh my God. So what I did, I had to bring in some fancy, very fancy gypsy violin music, because it's a sad thing for Mr. Peyton Michael. Can you hear the sad violin?
Oh, I can hear it.
It's just playing for you.
It is beautiful.
I had to search for a while getting this, because I was thinking, who could I get that's a mixture of Stevie Nicks?
And this is perfect. Like, this music is just what I was thinking of the whole time.
And you channel people, which is very good. And you channel, I remember a long time ago when one of your favorite singers passed away.
Oh, Amy Winehouse.
Yes.
I mean, I totally felt her and everything that was going on with her. Like, I kind of felt like we connected in some kind of way, but something more spiritual. But then she just passed on, and it's like I was there and I felt everything that was going on.
Yeah, you did. I remember the whole episode when it went on. I saw it firsthand. Let me introduce Peyton Michael. Peyton Michael is a singer, songwriter, entertainer, professional entertainer. Yeah, listen to you giggle. But a lot of people don't know about Peyton Michael is that basically he, she, is a spiritualist, is a channeler.
Well, I use my channeling a lot in my music and, you know, what I do with my entertaining as well. You know, I like to channel a lot of people who are deceased and that are no longer with us. It's like I kind of, the women that I connect with or the men that I connect with that have passed on, I just try to channel those, and then I try to entertain people, and I try to show them what was great of them before they passed on. You know, I really want people to remember the good of them and not so much the bad. You know, and when I channel them, I want to do the best things that they could do, and I know I could never do it as good as them, but I try to channel them and let them use my body and perform through me, you know, like another time, you know, something kind of, it's like a spiritual experience.
Well, the thing is, what got you into this pathway of these mysteries?
Well, I will tell you what, I did live in a very haunted house when I was a child. That's a big story, and, you know, I can tell you bits and pieces of it here, but, you know, this house was just, there was like a spiritual, like, portal hole in it. It was kind of weird, and that's when I really started experiencing the paranormal and experiencing ghosts and spirits and things that, you know, that really, you know, because I was born under the sign of Cancer, and I'm very sensitive, so I feel I'm very sensitive to that kind of thing, and I always have been. And then when I ran into Stevie Nicks and I finally saw her, and I was very, very young, and how spiritual she was and her music, it just kind of made me flow through, like, the whole spirituality and mystic is a thing, and then that's where it kind of started. I was very, very young. You know, I had to be at least younger than 8 years old.
So what would you say changed? Well, you talked about the haunted house. Let's get back to that real quick.
Oh, yes, the haunted house. Like, it was a very strange house. My mom and my aunt had spiritual experiences in there. Me and my sister, like, we shared this room at night, and, you know, there was this, like, black figure that, like, floated over her bed and, like, would talk to her. And I, you know, my bed was across from hers, and I could see this thing just talking to her. And it would, you know, it would communicate with her, and I would just sit there and watch that and interact with that. And she called it the Surrexian, and it was this really creepy thing. And, you know, not only that happened, there was just a lot of other, like, really traumatic, you know, very dramatic times that happened in that house. And I believe it was because of whatever was in there. There was something that was really crazy that was in there.
So what did
you... My mom said that she's seen a, you know, my mom and my aunt were sitting on the couch one time, and this is after my aunt, she had a boyfriend that passed away, and what came in, they said they were just sitting there, and it was all of a sudden this thing just came in through the door, and it was just like this really, it kind of looked like a coat, like a tail coat, like a, some kind of a tuxedo kind of thing with, like, tails on the bottom of it. And they seen it kind of, like, push away. And then there was just all kind of crazy stuff that happened in that house.
And when did you move out of there?
We moved out of there when, I kind of moved out of there, but my grandparents kind of stayed there for a little bit. And it was crazy because they, like, went through this divorce, and it was just all this kind of crazy stuff that happened in there. And they moved out of there, and then, you know, I was probably maybe 12 years old when they moved out of there.
Okay, full, were the ghost that you said you saw something, was it full-bodied, or what did you see, will-o-wisps?
Well,
or?
There was this, the spirit that used to come and talk to my sister. It was just like a dark mass kind of thing. It was really smoky, and it would come over and talk to her, and it had this really... It was really weird. Like, it kind of gives me the goosebumps to talk about it, but, you know, it was just, I don't know, it's just kind of giving me goose pimples talking about it.
Well, that's how it, if that makes you feel. That's what's bringing those feelings back.
Yeah, and ever since then, that's when I really started believing in this stuff. I knew it was there. I physically seen it, and I heard about it, and I, you know, I felt it, and everything within me, like, it was really there. And ever since then, that's when I really had it started having these spiritual experiences.
Have you ever had sleep apnea or anything like that? Sleep paralysis. Let me rephrase that. What about sleep paralysis? Not how you're breathing.
Well, I definitely had astral projection, but I don't know about the sleep paralysis. I don't know about it, but I do believe I've had astral projection before, where I went to sleep and I went into another. I've definitely had that before.
Where'd you go to? Do you remember?
I don't really remember all that, but I did have a lot of deja vu before. There was a lot of times where I went into a certain place and it felt like I'd been there before. But it's kind of hard whenever I wake up and I don't really remember it all, but I do know I've definitely had astral projection before. I don't really, it's like times that I went to somewhere else and then, but it's hard to remember when you come back. I don't remember much of it.
Hmm. Okay, let's just move a little further in your life. And do you still play with Ouija boards?
I sure do. I've written a lot of songs on Ouija boards before. I haven't had a recent experience, but a lot of times I do sit out at night and I'll have a glass of wine and I'll get on the Ouija board and light some candles and turn the lights off and... I haven't really had too much of anything. Now, this lady, she did pass away in my house, and through suicide. And it was, I've heard about it through neighbors and in the newspaper and stuff. But I've done a Ouija board in my house, and I haven't really connected with her. But it's been a very, very long time since I actually had a Ouija board experience where I actually communicated with somebody. But when I was 19, when I wrote this song, I was playing on a Ouija board and I was looking for answers. I was really looking for answers. And it there was some times that it really did move, but I've never really had a serious experience on a Ouija board, but it is real and it really does happen.
What about tarot? You do any other deviation on anything else? Divination?
I'm looking at my tarot cards right now, actually.
Did you think that was the next thing I was going to jump to?
Maybe. I'm not.
How does your bedroom look right now? Just stop, look around, and describe your bedroom to basically the world.
Oh, honestly, my bedroom's a mess right now.
But you got some beautiful items in there. You got some beautiful items.
Well, actually, in my dining room, my crystal, that's where I'm sitting right now. My giant crystal ball's in here. I have the, typical suns and moons kind of thing, floating around the decor, just the usual for me.
Nah, I knew that crystal ball had to be somewhere nearby. I was just
wondering. Oh, it's right here.
I knew it had to be.
I wish I was on camera. I could show it.
Nah, people have told me that, but they say you ought to video this thing, and I'm like, I got a face for radio. So,
oh, no, it's real. Yeah, oh, I had to be on radio this time.
Yeah, well, you're in the Sandman Lullaby. I got my,
bad I haven't hit any channels this time. I guess I'm kind of nervous from being, I have hit a lot of, spiritual channels before, and I have connected with the other side, but for some reason right now, I just can't really get right there right now. I'm trying to do the best I can. I haven't really been interviewed before.
No, you're very brilliant. That's one thing about you. Anybody that really knows Peyton Michael knows that, he's a natural performer. He performs live with his own voice. So you don't have music playing in the background. You actually use your own voice when you sing.
But I definitely believe that spiritualism comes from that because I am a firm believer in.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You channel like Amy. Let's like Amy Winehouse. When you channel Amy Winehouse, dude, you're just like Amy Winehouse. And I'm not fooling.
I do my best to channel her. And sometimes, one time I did see her. I was in a dressing room one time and I was getting ready and I swear to God, I seen her in the mirror because I had a mirror behind me and I had a mirror in front of me. And I swear to God, when I was in the mirror getting ready in the front mirror, I saw her in the mirror behind. I swear that I seen her. And it was like she was really there. And it's like I felt her presence. And it wasn't necessarily, like I seen her in the mirror. It's like I felt, and it was just me in the room. But I swear to God, I felt somebody else in that room with me. And I looked in that mirror and I seen her. And she smiled and blew me a kiss. And then that was it. She just kind of vanished. It was very strange.
Okay.
But it was an amazing experience at the same time.
That has to be crazy. That has to be crazy. No, because I've seen full body apparitions, so that's what opened my eyes widely when I saw something. Okay, now we're going to go into some dreams, Peyton Michael.
Oh, some dreams.
We're going to talk about some dreams. So,
well, I would say about some dreams. Now, what you got for me? What kind of question?
What's the deal? What you got down for me? No, the question is, one of the questions is, okay, ratio between good dreams, bad dreams, which way you think it goes?
I believe your bad dreams come first, and then once you know, it's kind of almost like a little mix. Like, you get a lot of bad dreams, and then you get some good dreams, and, you know, then you'll get a lot of really fantastic dreams that you can't, you know, you would never imagine you'd be dreaming of. And, you know, I think you have to get through those bad dreams before you get, but, you know, and then the cycle repeats. You start getting bad dreams again.
What do you think the realm of dreams goes to? Is that your subconscious? Or do you actually go to another plane? What do you think about that?
I would definitely say it was probably some of your subconscious, for sure. You know, it's stuff that you're going, I think that dreams are personally a mixture of what you're going through and what's about to come and, you know, your future. And I think it's a mixture of showing you what you're going through and helping you get to where you want to be.
Do you have a repetitive dream that keeps on occurring?
Not none that I could really speak of, but I do have, you know, a few, I do have a lot of dreams where I'm falling a lot. And I'm not really sure what that interprets out to, but something about falling. I don't know. I've had several dreams within the last maybe 6 months, maybe about 4 or 5 different dreams where I, you know, fell, you know, over and over and over. I'm not really sure what that means, but I hope it's not bad. Which I'm sure if you're falling, it might be pretty bad.
No, don't worry, you'll get caught. Hey, quick question. What do you see yourself as? Are in your dreams, are you always Peyton Michael, or are you another character that you play in your dreams sometimes?
Honestly, I really, when I'm in my dreams, I know I'm myself. I know I'm Peyton Michael. I know I'm not my drag persona. I know I'm not anybody else, but in my dreams, I definitely feel like I'm always myself, and what I'm going through in my dreams, I'm as Peyton Michael. I'm not as anybody else or any other being or anything like that.
Oh, you'd say it, sister. If I could see your hand make a snapping sound, it would just be pop, just like that.
And I was doing it. My hand was going.
I know you. Right now, your hands are waving everywhere. Tell me about a good dream that you've had lately.
A good dream that I had lately, honestly, I haven't really had a good one in a long time.
Okay, then we're going to flip the coin. Tell me of a bad dream that you've had lately.
Oh, my goodness. I had a dream where I was kind of back in a situation that I used to be in a place, a very, very dark place that I used to be in, and it was very, very, very scary. And I hope that, I mean, when I woke up, I was very glad it was just a dream. I don't want to go into detail about it because it was, I don't really want to talk about it.
No, that's free to you. It's free to you. Quick question. If you can meet anybody in the world, future, past, present, anything like that in your dreams, who would it be and why?
Stevie Nicks.
Oh, you want to meet Stevie?
Yeah, even in reality or in my dreams. But the reason why I like to meet her in my dreams is because I think that she is there. Like, she's really there, too. Like, when she's asleep, she's dreaming that. You know, I would hope to think that she's dreaming the same thing.
That's cool.
Because, you know, unfortunately, I'll probably never get to meet her in this life. Hopefully, I hope and pray. But, you know, whenever I'm dreaming about her, I hope that it's like, you know, we're really there in another parallel universe or something.
Who's one of your favorite writers?
One of my favorite writers? well, you know, in the music world, Stevie Nicks, but one of my favorite poet writers are definitely Edgar Allan Poe.
Okay, cool. Why'd you pick Edgar?
He's very dark and mysterious, like all this paranormal stuff. Like, I just love that stuff.
If you could go anywhere in the world in your dreams, Where would you go and why?
Well, honestly, you know, I would really like to dream about going to the Mayan pyramids because it's, I don't know, there's something very spiritual. You know, like the pyramids in Chichen Itza in Mexico, like I would really like to go there and, you know, experience the way, you know, spiritually, because when you're in a dream, everything's very spiritual. And I would like to experience spiritually what the Mayans did when they built all that stuff and when they were out the highest, you know, of their civilization and stuff.
Cool. All right. One thing I'm going to ask you real... What was that noise? What are you, yawning?
Oh, no, I'm smoking a cigarette.
You know that's not good for a singer.
Oh, I know, but it, you know, it kind of makes my voice raspy, but in the long run, it's not going to be that good.
Well, that's what they ask heavy metal singers, you know, how they get their voice that way, and they usually say, like, it's a lot of coffee and a lot of cigarettes, so they get that, you know, look at the voice. They get that deep.
Oh, yeah, it makes it very raspy.
Deep demon voice. Hey, I'm going to sit back for a second.
Okay.
What, did you know what I was going to do?
Oh, no, I didn't know what she was going to do. I'm not that psychic.
when's the last predictions that you've talked about?
Probably when I predicted Amy Winehouse was going to die at 27, and that was, it had to have been 7 or 8 years ago by now.
Yeah.
But I did predict that, and I kind of, you know, I did predict Trump was going to be president, but it kind of, everybody knew that it wasn't really a prediction, but, you know, other than that, like, I see things and I feel things, but I don't really talk about it publicly anymore because I don't want anything bad to happen. And at the same time, I don't want people to blame me for what did happen. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
So as Stevie says, I keep my visions to myself. You know, that's kind of how I've gotten into as I've gotten older.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing about that Aaron Hunter talks about on the RPA network. This is basically, it's an open format. It's a free, it's pressureless. It's just, it's a release. Because me, you, and a lot of people out there know that this shit really exists. And,
it really does.
It does.
Know? And I really hope that everybody in their lifetime has some kind of experience of the paranormal because it really helps you grow as a person and it helps you heal in a lot of ways to know that there is life after death, like there really is. There is something that happens after we're not here because we experience it every day, whether we realize it or not.
Well, it's a confirmation. That's what I love knowing about it.
It's really there, and I just... You know, I understand some people are kind of like, oh, I don't know about that. But, I just hope everybody in this life gets to experience something paranormal at least once or twice because it'll really help you, you know, become more spiritual for sure, at the least.
Mr. Peyton Michael, Mrs. Peyton Michael, one of the above. Hey, if you can have one of your dreams fulfilled, what would that be?
Probably to become a big time celebrity, and I want people to look up to me, and I want people to have their own experiences and, you know, look to me and be like, hey, maybe it is real, you know, like, I hope I can alter people's minds and help people to see that there really is life after death and there really is the things that happen. And not only that, you know, through my music and everything, you know, as well, that would be one of my dreams that I hope would really happen for me.
Okay, what I was going to say was I'm going to back away from the microphone. I'm going to give you a couple things to sit there and talk to the over 160 countries that listen to the RPA network. Seriously, the thing about the RPA network we have for being a podcast-based paranormal network, we also have a video show on our network.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. So, you know,
I'm a little bit better at videos than I am over the phone.
No, check it out. When you get a chance, just pull up RPA. Yeah, yeah. You going to get it?
RPA, yes.
All right. No, it's really, it's the real paranormal. activity.com. That's what
Real
it would be.
Paranormal Activity.
RealParanormalActivity.com. And a lot of shows will come up. One of the first shows is going to be Aaron Hunter, and he's he does a show where people write in their ghost experiences. And
really?
Seriously, a lot of people have experiences out there, and they don't know how to basically put them out there to get them off their chest, and they send them to him, which is, like I said, it's, you know, it's no pressure. It's an easy area just to sit there and share your experiences. And then on Tuesdays, you have Aaron's Horror Show. That's another guy on the network. It's Aaron Frail, and he basically does like horror movies, horror books. And then on Wednesday, you have Terry Davenport that does Harry's Mysterious Moments, and he does like cryptoids, Bigfoot, haunted hotels. Dude, it's a good network, seriously. It's an up and coming. I'm happy to be, you know, and you're part of it. You're episode number 32.
Oh my God, I'm in season 32.
Yeah, you're 32nd degree right now. You didn't know you turned into a Mason, did you?
I sure didn't.
There you go. Hey, what I was going to say is, if you have something to say, if you want to let it off your chest, go ahead and do it right now, and I'm going to sit back and ready, set, go.
All right, well, I just wanted to say thank you to everybody who listened to me and listened to what I had to say. I hope, you know, it helps everybody have a really good experience and help people open their minds to this, you know, the spiritual and the paranormal world, because it is out there, and it'll really help you evolve more spiritually and, you know, in your life, and it'll help you with anything that you need help with. I promise you, just become spiritual and open your mind and release it and just enjoy it and enjoy life.
Mrs. Peyton Michael, do you have any, if they want to contact you, how do they contact you?
Contact me through Facebook on Peyton Michael.
That's it? Just
yeah,
on your Facebook?
That's all.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Just on Facebook. That's the only social media.
Well, I'm glad you didn't get your phone number out there, so it was like, call me.
Oh, no.
Call me Mr. Man. If you need to get in touch with me, that's Mr. Patrick Sean Jones. You can reach me at sandmanlullaby. That's at gmail.com. Let me see if I could spell that right. SANDMANLULLABY. Dang, that Kathleen education does come through. You went to Kathleen, didn't you?
I sure did go to Kathleen High School. Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
Class of 09.
Do you think that place is haunted?
Yes. But there has been, you know, I had some experiences in the gym and in the band room. There was some spooky stuff that
I heard. No, I heard that when I was in going there at the same time, that there was something going on in the band room.
Oh, it was spooky, but they don't tore that building down now, so I don't know what's on top of it. But when I was there, the band room that was in there, it was pretty spooky if you was in there by yourself.
What happened?
Well, you would see like little
Did something
orbs.
Grab you by the booty?
Oh, nothing grabbed me by the booty up in there, but you would see stuff like go by you and, you know, just, you know, normal everyday haunted stuff. I don't really have a real experience to tell in there, but it was just little things that would just pass by, and you'd be like, hey, what was that? That wasn't, you know, in our realm kind of thing.
Right, right. Well, that's Kathleen. What, it's the home of the who?
It's home of the Kathleen Red Devils.
Red Devils, baby. Can't keep Satan away from high school. that's Florida for you people that are out there listening. Yeah, we're the Red Devils. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, that is Mr. Peyton Michael. Peyton Michael, say bye.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure, everybody. Y'all have a good spooky night.
Have a good spooky night, day, wherever you're at. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, same time, bat time. I don't know when. I got to still fix this damn computer. You have been in the Sandman Lullaby.